Saturday AM Live with Vance Rogers.
Well, good morning, everybody. Welcome to another wonderful edition of Saturday AM Live. I have the honor this morning of having with us Ron and Connie D'Amico. And Ron and Connie, am I pronouncing that correctly, your last name?
Yes, you are.
Okay, fantastic, because I always I say it, and then I want to take it back if I mess it up, you know, because if somebody's last name is Smith and I'm pronouncing it Smythe, well, that would be a tragedy, but that's not the case here. Ron and Connie are joining us this morning as a member of the Early Bird Group on the West Coast, 7 a.m., and for those of you who are catching the recorded version of this, anytime you want to, we'd love to have you join us on the call live, and you can do that every Saturday morning at 7 a.m. on the West Coast. And the phone number, which we haven't given out in a long time, is area code 218-548-1536. Again, that's 218-548-1536, and the code is simply 1536. So there's my little announcement about that. But we have a lot of people that listen to this broadcast every single week via the recording because the time doesn't work out for them so much. So anyway, thank you guys for joining us. Thank you, Ron and Connie, for being with us. Ron and Connie are not newcomers to NECAN. You guys have been in since when? When was your start date?
August of 2007.
Okay. So coming out, you just hit the five-year mark, and I would say if there's anybody who has seen, 10, 15, 20 years worth of just mind-boggling, mind-blowing experiences from what the NECAN solutions can do, it would definitely be you guys, because, I mean, I know when we spoke a couple weeks ago, some of the stories that you started sharing with me, I'm going, you know, this is exactly the potential of what can happen when we take the NECAN solutions, and I've switched, and I don't refer to them as products anymore because they literally are solutions, because solutions are something that will change people's lives. And you guys have experienced that yourselves, and you've experienced that with literally dozens, if not hundreds, of other people. So let's, before you guys get started, I was reminded of this by Dave Balzer, our product development guru, expert, whatever his specific title is, the other night on the product, NECAN's corporate product call, that it's a good idea to always remind folks that if they're hearing something about a NECAN solution, that we don't make any medical claims. We're not medical professionals. So we can't say that if you use this and in this many seconds, you're going to derive this result. Now, however, I know Ron and Connie, I know you guys would attest to this. We have about 100% success, or I should say 100% coincidence ratio, that when people get a fill-in-the-blank, a NECAN solution, and they start utilizing it, and they start they're expecting to have derive some type of benefit, they're going to get a result because the human body responds to natural solutions that allow the body to work and function better. And Ron, I know for you, where you were prior to August 2007, Connie?
2006.
I did make an error there. Yeah.
Okay, so it's been 6 years for you?
Yes.
Okay, so 6 years ago, Ron, as they say in the South, you were a mess, weren't you?
Yes, I was. I started out in my life as auto repair. It was the love of my life, cars. I went through the 50s, and, you know, we drove the hot rod cars, so I just felt that I worked on cars, I might as well do it for a living. So I started working on cars in 1958 and opened a business, and I was good, you know, I was successful. I did well, I loved the car and loved the people, so I proceeded to do that for a living, unaware of the fact that the asbestos that was in the drums of cars, he lifted them off and that dust drift dropped down into the room, and we were breathing that and all the other chemicals. We washed our hands in gasoline and solvent, and there was no hand cleaners of any quality at that time. Anyway, through the years, I accumulated all the poisons that I worked around, and it wasn't until the latter part of the 80s and the first part of the 90s that the health world, that was the different organizations that were starting to mandate appliance qualifications for chemicals. You had to store them, you had to recycle them and such. And we started learning that we were suffering from all these particular chemicals. And what was sad about this is that I was losing friends to different types of cancer, and I just thought that was what, you know, had accumulated. Except that Stanford had done a research on asbestos, because four men died in one brake shop in Palo Alto, and they wanted to know why they all died of the same cancer about the same age. And they discovered that asbestos was causing the disease, the poison that was killing them. And then we started all, you know, being more aware of the dust from asbestos. I was lucky. I was a very clean, conscious man in my business, and I didn't like them to blow off the dust, so I would wash it down with solvent, and it saved me from lung cancer or the other types of cancer they were getting.
And I'm sitting here laughing, because how many times as I, as a kid growing up in my dad's shop, he had his own business, a sheet metal shop, and but half of the building was dedicated to the mechanic side to keep his 15 different trucks running. And how often did we do exactly what you just said? Well, you know, we don't want to blow the dust or don't want to do that, so let's just wash it down in solvent. And you're using toxic chemicals, i.e. gas, or you name it. We're absorbing this through our skin, which is our largest organ, and the environmental damage, the damage that it does to the body is huge, and I know you're going to share that with the group here. And I'm not trying to accelerate you here, Ron, in any way, but what you got all these different people passing away, and surely there had to be something going through your head of going, wait a second, am I the next one?
You know, to be honest with you, I didn't think that way, because there was no information. We had learned that Stanford had discovered that asbestos was a poison, and I was just thought, well, okay, I just won't, you know, breathe that. But I still didn't get information on the rest of the products, the spray aerosols, none of the, for instance, diesel would run in our shop, and you know what diesel does to a shop, the terrible smell. But speeding up the story a little, I know we're limited to a 2-hour discussion here. What really happened is by 1960, I had put in 43 years in the automotive business and industry, and I could no longer stand. I was at a point where just being standing or putting the phone to my ear, I was in pain constantly, and I was at such a point that I had to sell my business. And I was...
And you said this was what year again, Ron?
In 2000. December 30th of 2000, I closed my door to my shop and walked away, sold it to another group of people. And it was an extremely successful business. We were doing a large dollar out of the shop. And my wife at the time was Connie, and she had come into my life prior to my success, I should say. I was doing good, but when she came in, she changed everything. She was all business, knew how to put things together, and in a matter of just a couple of years, she took me from a less than $40,000 a month shop to over a $100,000 shop, and I was in a different world. But I just was too sick, and I had been going to the hospitals on a regular basis. They were running all the tests. They had me on all the medicines that you could possibly take in a day. And you had mentioned 850 units of Motrin. That was twice a day just to stand on my legs. And
You know, and I put that in my email that I sent out this week, but for the sake of the listeners right now, that was just one of the medications that you were taking. I described it to folks when I was talking to different people this week, and I said, or the last couple weeks, I said, oh, you're going to love this, guys. story because of what Niken has done. And I said, you know, you were basically, for all intents and purposes, dying. Headaches, knees, acid reflux, sinus inflammation, allergic to most food items, and then Bell's palsy, and that was just a few of them. But you said, you told me when we chatted a few weeks ago, 850 units of Motrin a day.
Twice a day.
Twice a day.
Twice a day, morning and night. I was, just to give you an example of how it did to my stomach, I was drinking a bottle of the large Melanta a day. It was a green bottle. I used to get them at discount at Costco. I was taking Zantac and Prilosec on top of that, just to get through the day. I was eating white rice, I was eating potatoes, anything that my body could tolerate, but, you know, I was basically, you know, I was just not alive. The headaches were beyond belief. I had headaches that were so bad, I used my asthma right to kill me. Excuse me, I'm sorry.
Hey, you don't have to apologize, Ron. I mean, because you're...
Yeah, I did pretty good for a long time. I've been able to talk about this without breaking down, but you got to go through the memories of the pain that you go through, knowing you're not going to probably live the next day. And, anyway. So, I got to the point where the doctors finally said there was no more tests, there was no more shots, there was no more, there was nothing left. And I kept saying to my doctor, well, when am I going to get well? And he kept saying, well, you know, you're 67, you've had a good life, you know, take your medicines, get through the day, you know, do a little less pressure on yourself. And I did less pressure, I quit my business, and within days of quitting the business, I got Bell's palsy. I mean, just I quit in January, and by August, I've got Bell's palsy, and I had no idea what it was.
Yeah, and most people don't. Did they derive and say it's stress-related because of the transition, or is it just...
I don't know. They say it's a form of the herpes virus, but they have no idea what it is. They have no medicines. There's nothing available. So this is what brought me into Niken, was my Bell's palsy, because my wife was taking Spanish lessons from a Korean lady, and which I wasn't happy with. In fact, I told her it was just a waste of time, but we were going to go to a country where they probably all spoke English anyway. So, but anyway, you know, I know so much. And so she did it anyway.
Well, I'm laughing because the irony of taking Spanish from somebody who's Korean, just it's
I know.
Funny. That's funny to me. I mean,
that was funny to me too. But as it turned out, when I got my Bell's palsy, she canceled her class. She was taking the lessons, I believe, over the phone. Is that correct, honey?
No.
You were going over to see her?
Absolutely.
So you were leaving when I wasn't looking. But all kidding aside, this is what changed my life, because she canceled her class with the lady, and she told her that I had Bell's palsy. And she immediately said, you know, my husband's a doctor. Could he come over tonight and see him? He might be able to help Ron. So I'd already told my wife I wasn't going anywhere for Halloween, Christmas, New Year's, nothing. I was going to sit downstairs in the family room and wait this out, because they had given me a time frame of anywhere from 4 to 5 months to get over this Bell's palsy, and maybe even longer because of my age, and it might spread to my other side of my face. So I had it on one half, and so I was Frankenstein on half, and I was Ron on the other side. And so I told her, sure. I mean, I'll leave the house and go do that. So we go over to Dr. Jackson's house, and he says to me, he welcomed me in the house, and he looks at me, and he says, wow, you've got a real bad case of Bell's palsy. And I said, well, I didn't know there was different degrees of this. And he said, you have a bad case. And he said, sit down, and the first thing he does is hand me a glass of water. And I said to him, I can't drink water after lunchtime. I said, because my prostate is so large and so bad that if I drink water, I'll be up the rest of the night. I can't sleep. And he looks at me, and he says, you've got to drink the water. You are so dehydrated. He said, you will know that the water will give you no problem today. And so I drank the water, and as I was drinking the water, his wife kept pouring it into the glass, and I'm thinking to myself, I'm going to be up all night. But, you know, I was trying to be nice. And they started explaining to me about Neekin, and they put me on a cushion. They put a body energizer, which was available at that time, under my feet. And they were giving me the water, and they started talking about Neekin. And I'm going, wow, you know, magnets didn't seem like it was something that, you know, I never heard of it. In fact, Neekin was brand new to me. And then I started thinking, I thought, oh, my God, they brought out the little Kinko, or the what was it, the Palm Mag? Or no, honey, what's the little...
Mag Boy.
And I looked at it and went, oh, my God, I was in Italy 5 years before that, and a lady was sitting behind me and had one of those, and she lent it to me, and I put it on my arm, you know, which hurt me so bad, and it helped me. And I turned to her, and I gave it back, and I said, wow. And she said, call me. She said, here's my card. And I lost her card. So 5 years before I meet Dr. Jackson, I'd already seen Neekin. And I thought, oh, my God, you know, this is just unbelievable.
This is your second chance, basically.
Yeah, second chance was right. Anyway, so we talked that night. They laid me down on the bed, and they gave me the whole talk about Neekin. And one of the issues that I had was, worst of all, is I didn't sleep. I got maybe 3 hours a night unless I took my sleep medicine. And I just, at that point, he said to me, you'll start sleeping better, you'll start feeling better. And I kept thinking, wow, you know. Well, my wife and I discussed at that moment. I said, look, we've done everything that we could possibly do with the hospital world. I've got nothing left. I said, this doctor seems like a nice man. Why don't we just go ahead and get these things and let's see if it helps me. So it just so happened a lady had ordered everything that I wanted, exact bed size, everything, and it was sitting on the floor in there, and he called her and asked her if we could have that so we could have it the next morning, and she agreed that we would take that and she would reorder and it, you know, take a week or whatever. So he brought everything over, installed everything in the house, the bed and everything, and he left. And after he left, I looked at my wife and I said, I don't remember anything he said. I mean, there was just so much happening, water systems, bed, you know, insoles to cut, and it was just overwhelming in a sense. But I guess I called the doctor 4 or 5 times a day, maybe more, I don't know. And eventually, I started using the bed more and more. That means I started sleeping on it and doing better. But this is the miracle of the whole thing. 7 days after going on the products, my Bell's palsy was gone. And I need to tell you, that just, I couldn't believe it. In fact, I went to the counter and counted the days, and I went, geez, 7 days. I mean, it just was amazing. Within 2 weeks of getting the products, my sinus problem that I had had since I was a little boy, as far back as I can remember, 6, 7 years of age, I have not been able to breathe. I've had nothing but this drip all of my life, a constant congestion, haven't eaten, breathing through my mouth. And I used to carry a little bottle of nose drops as a little boy just to, you know, so I could get through the day. All of a sudden, I realized, I got up one morning and I wasn't congested. And I went, this just was a miracle.
And
I just
10 days into it, you said?
No, 2 weeks.
2 weeks, okay. So
I'm in 7 days, Bell's palsy, about 14, 15 days. I'm back like I should have been when I was born. I'm breathing. And by the way, that was 7 years ago, and I have never had any congestion or breathing problems ever again. The Flonase, the Allegra, the Afrin, all those things are gone out of my life. So I've just wiped out 3 medicines there. I've just wiped out countless other medicines with just the Bell's palsy going. And I just kept improving. Now, I've got major headaches. I get 2 a week. I have to take this terrible medicine which can cause death. And all of a sudden, I notice that I'm starting to get, the headaches are not as bad and not as long. And by the time 8 months had gone by, just a little over 8 months, I was off all my medicines. I was off everything. I was no longer on any of these items.
Right. Give us an idea, because a lot of people at this point will ask, okay, Ron, Connie, what was it that you guys were using? And obviously it sounds like you're using everything. You're using the sleep, water, air, nutrition, which is exactly what, you know, when you look at Neekin's catalog, if we had to break it down, that's really what it's all about. You know, SWAN. And Dr. Jim Buse is the one that I first heard that acronym from. And that's really what you did, is you just did everything, because up to this point, as a 67-year-old, you had done everything environmentally the opposite that your body would possibly say, Bozo, you're killing me. You're absolutely killing me. And I'm shocked that your doctor would say at 67, you lived a good life, go home and die, basically. I don't know if he used those exact
words. Well, he didn't say that exactly, but just to bring up a little bit more about what was happening, I was already trying to eat good food, and I was taking nutritionals from the local health food store, and I still was not it was making no change. I was still just as sick as could be, couldn't sleep. So I knew that eating better food and taking better nutrition, I knew that. And I was doing all organic, but it still was not helping me. It wasn't until I got with Nikan that the major changes started to happen, and they happened quickly. Now, another thing, I was so riddled with arthritis that for me to go up and down a staircase was a project. My wife used to help me down. I could go up better than going down. So you got to imagine, I can hardly walk. I can't stand to even lay down in the bed. I was in such pain. That is all gone at 8 months.
Now, I want to ask Connie to interject at this point, because for the supportive wife who is literally married to a guy who is dying, I mean, some of these symptoms, some of these things you were dealing with, this is just the body's way of shutting down. And we see this time and time again, that when we don't have a proper environment, or when the environment that we're living in or that we're surrounded by, I mean, if we don't smoke and yet we're around a bunch of people that smoke all day, we're going to get some serious health damage done to our body just because that's the environment we're in. Connie, what was going through your mind when all of a sudden Ron's physical body started making a turnaround?
A turnaround for the better?
Yeah.
Oh, goodness, I had my husband back. I was elated.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely.
So did you need an explanation from Dr. Jackson of what these Nikan solutions were doing, that, hey, this is what happens when the body becomes, you know, slightly pH more alkaline versus acidic, or this is what happens when you get deep restful sleep? Did you care about any of that? I mean, I don't want to discount the technical aspects of
it. No, you know what? We just got it right away. I mean, we just got it. I mean, we understood.
Mm-hmm.
And we were believers. I mean, it was just something that we thought, oh, this is fabulous. There was no question. I mean, we knew they worked.
And
took everything and slept better, just everything.
And Connie, I'm guessing I'm never supposed to ask a female what her age is, but I'm guessing that you and Ron are close to the same age.
We're exactly the same age. I'm 73, and my testimonial is basically I'm on no prescription drugs, I'm on no medicines, and I have no aches and pains.
And so you made it easy on me. Now the next question that I'm never supposed to ask is what your weight is. And I'm not going to, because I don't need to know. And it's irrelevant for the call. But you said at 73, both of you, no medications whatsoever. And that's completely unheard of in our culture today, because you can't do that without changing the environment that we're in. And I think that's something that we often forget, even as wellness consultants, that we take it for granted that we're drinking. We had some friends over that we haven't seen in years last night, and they stood in our kitchen and they were marveling at the waterfall. They have, you know, our pre-existing, or I should say the previous water unit, the aquaphor, and she kept saying, almost to the point of drooling on the countertop, she said, "That is so beautiful." I mean, it was just the ethereal experience just to look at the waterfall. And so on their way out the door, because this was not a Nikan gathering, there was people there that had nothing to do with and no knowledge of what we even do for a living. And I told her when they walked up the door, I said, "Hey, you guys, I'll send you an email, okay, that I think has a pretty impressive water demo that'll help you understand, because I want to talk about that more with them."
Right.
But again, it really comes down, and you guys started with everything.
Everything, you know, it was all or nothing. And
I don't want to cut you off, but I know that in the last 6 years, from when you started with me and started this journey, you have seen literally dozens, if not hundreds, of things take place in people that you've shared Nikan with. Give it, you know, and I know we don't have time for all 6 years worth of amazing stories, but if there is one for both of you that stands out besides your own experience, I mean, because that's pretty profound and, you know, over the top to go from all these different things.
Well, let me give you one quick one for me. I was mad about cars, you know, so I had to race. I raced for a number of years in the drag racing world. And I got to be friends with a gentleman by the name of John Lawrence, and he was from a very prominent family in Atherton. And we got to be friends. So every year, his birthday was September 1st. I would call him. He called me on my birthday every year on the 20th of March. And we did that for 50 years. So I get involved with Nikan. And I, of course, I did my 100-name list, and he was on it. So I called him up, and I said, John, you know, come over and have breakfast or lunch with me, and let me tell you about Nikan. So he came over, and he looked at me. He says, you know, Ron, I don't need anything like this. And I said, oh, okay, John. He'd been at Stanford, and he had all free medical at Stanford on his retirement. So that was that, and he left, and I didn't hear from him until one afternoon I get a call, and he said to me, Ron, are you home? Could I come and see you? And I said, okay. And I said, what's up? He says, well, I'm having some health issues. And I said, okay, come on over. So he comes over, and he can't walk up the staircase. He's white. So my wife goes down, and she brings him up the stairs, and he comes in, and he's walking like he wasn't going to be able to walk much longer. And I said to him, what's up, John? He says, I'm in trouble. He says, my kidneys are shutting down, and they tell me that within a week or so, I'm going to go on dialysis for the rest of my life. Now, he's 75 years old at this point. So I said to him, well, John, I said, what would you like me to do for you? And he says, I want to hear about this Nikan. Do you think it could help me? And I said, I don't know. I said, but we can make a try. So we sat him down. First thing we did was give him the water. The second thing is we put the old body energizer behind him, which is the same thing with the power mags, basically the same thing. And we put it behind his back where his kidneys were, and in the soles in his shoes. And he sat there drinking water and talking to us. And maybe about half an hour, 45 minutes went by, and he had to go to the bathroom. So he gets up, and he walks across the room, and he's walking straight. And he looks at me, and he goes, oh, God, what happened? And I said, well, looks like things are working. So he said, okay. He said, he was ready to buy the bed, the water, the air. He bought everything. And the following week, he went in for his checkup, and the doctor said, well, we got to wait a little longer. It doesn't look like you need to be on dialysis yet. About 2 weeks later, he said, don't come back for 6 months. At 6 months, he said, don't come back for 2 years. And he just was over a couple of days ago picking up his water filters and all. I always put his system together for him, his aquaphor unit. And he said, Ron, I'm kind of embarrassed, he said, to see my friends. He said, they're all sick. They're all in medicine. Half of them can't walk. And I'm walking around like nothing's wrong. And he says, I almost feel guilty. And I said, John, don't feel guilty feeling well. Just feel a blessing. And that's one of the stories that just absolutely touched my heart. And it's many, many, many more of them. But, Connie, I'm sure you've got one.
Yeah, Connie?
Well, there are so many. And we have been in Peru this year. I went down 4 times, and Ron went down 3.
Now, why Peru?
Because we were recruiting and starting a team down there.
Okay, but I mean, of all the countries, the almost 40 countries where Nikan is doing business, how did you guys get connected to Peru?
Well, I understood about maybe 3 years ago or 4 years ago, perhaps, that Peru was going to be, or Nikan was opening up Peru for Nikan business. And so Ron and I were over at a wine and art festival and came across some beautiful silver jewelry, and this woman was showing her wares to us, and I asked her where she was from, and she said, Peru. And so, you know, my light bulb went off, and I said, oh, my company is going to be going into Peru. So we got very excited, and her father was a banker who was retired but looking for work, and thought maybe that might be a good business for him. So we started a friendship, and every single year we would connect, and she would say, when is it opening up? When is it opening up? So we were geared, and that's why we went down, because we had a contact there.
Okay. So I didn't mean to interrupt your train of thought, but I was just curious, because a lot of people will go into when NECOM starts doing business, and that's one of the beautiful things. And we're going to talk about this, by the way, as a little teaser. We focused in with Ron and Connie's story specifically on what the NECOM solutions have done for them. Next Saturday, Ron and Connie have decided or agreed to come back, and we're going to talk about the business. How do you take an experience like what Ron has had and what Ron and Connie are talking about? How do you take that and turn it and develop it into a business? Or if you don't have, as I would describe Ron's life at the time 6 years ago, 1 foot in the grave. What if you don't, what if you don't have that terrible physical situation going on, and maybe it's a minor thing. Maybe someone was just on one medication. How do you translate that and be able to, you know, build a business out of it? So, anyways, that's next Saturday.
Yes, and I want to bring one highlight to next Saturday. It's not going to be a talk on how to talk to people or stuff like that. We're going to bring some ideas that are working on how to get in the field to meet people and make NECOM work. And we've been working with a lot of ideas and a lot of programs, and we've narrowed down to about three really good ones. When we found one of them, it turned us platinum in less than 2 years. It was just an amazing find. We told some people, but a lot of them don't grasp some of the things. But simple, easy things to do, and we're very excited about next Saturday bringing these ideas to you. And my wonderful wife, being a businesswoman as she is, will give you some of the details on how you're going to be able to build your NECOM business a little different than what we're doing now, but not so different that it doesn't work for you. So I won't say any more on that. One other thing, I know we're running out of time. I have a great thumb story. I don't know. Do I have a couple of minutes?
Yeah, well, you do, Ron, but did we allow Connie to share her favorite product?
Oh, I'm so sorry. I get so darn excited about this. I'm in a different room, so she'd be giving me the sign.
I apologize.
Ahead, honey, and we'll still do the thumb story another time.
I'm the one that cut her off when she mentioned Peru, because of all the countries that I would like to visit that I haven't visited, and we've visited a lot. I've lived overseas. Peru is not one that my wife and I have had the opportunity. So we got down a wrong trail. But
there was this gentleman in one of our previews sitting there with terrible arthritis, and we put a magnet in his hand and put a wrap around it. And right in the middle of the preview, he took it off and he said, "Look, I'm opening my fingers." He said it in Spanish, but he was so excited. I mean, we have hundreds of stories like that.
Well, and I think the beautiful thing about that is that the NECOM solutions, and I've said this time and time again in the last few weeks, that what we used to see take place in, you know, hours and days, we're now seeing because NECOM took and revamped some of our core solutions. I'm referring to the MagFlex, the MagDuo, the Seat, the Sleep Mask. I mean, these are some core solutions that fall into the category of sleep, water, air, nutrition, the daytime or nighttime energy products, however you want to look at them. But NECOM took them and overhauled them. And so what we used to see happen in hours and days, we're now seeing happen in seconds and minutes. And this story about this gentleman is exactly what we're seeing happen now, that people who want solutions, or they want results from our solutions, we're being able to see that happen. And I'm not saying that it happens that way for every single person, but at the same time, I don't think it should take 8 months like for you, Ron, but I know you'd be the first to admit that, you know, you were messed up. I mean, this was some severe, severe stuff. Bell's palsy is not something you mess around with. I mean, and I've met a lot of people who have it, and I mean,
if you do have time, I would love you to hear Ron's thumb story, though.
Okay, well, let's throw the thumb story in there, and we'll wrap it up with that, Ron.
Hey, first of all, I said to myself, yeah, I wonder if we'll have enough to talk about. You know, I haven't even begun to tell the story. And you know, we did not look at Meakin as a business. We looked at Meakin because of my health. And it wasn't until February. Now, August we joined. In February, I turned to my wife and I said, you know what? I've got to start helping people. There's too many people out there like me that just don't know about this. I've got to just do this. And this is my quest. This is what I do every day, is to get up and see who am I going to find today and change their life. Give them more time, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, in 2001, I had retired from the automotive business, and I was doing some home repair, and I was sanding a door down with a commercial belt sander, one of those big ones.
Sure.
And the door moved slightly, so I pushed the door back over, and when I did, the machine took my thumb off, right at the joint. I couldn't believe it. It happened so fast. And my thumb was in the machine, and I was out in the driveway, so I managed to get my cell phone out, and I dialed for help. And it just so happens, the fire department that comes, my daughter worked there. She was a firefighter at that time. And they knew me, all of them knew me, so they responded, and everybody came. And they wanted me to lay down. I said, no, I'm okay. You know, just don't take the machine away. My thumb's in it. And so the ambulance come, and they lay me in the ambulance, and they put the machine on my chest because I wouldn't let go of it. And so I'm going with the ambulance, of course. I get to the hospital, and I get there, and it's a trauma hospital in Tennessee, and I'd never been there. I couldn't believe the service. I opened the door, and the people were lined up, and they took me into the room, and they put me on the gurney, and I was sitting there, and they put another gurney alongside of me, and they stuck the machine and my thumb, which the skin was still hooked to it, in on the other gurney. And I said, gee, I said, what a wonderful hospital. There was so many people to greet me out there to make sure, you know. She said, no, sir, that they weren't there to greet you. They were there to see a guy coming in with a sander on top of his chest. They were all laughing. They couldn't believe this big commercial sander was sitting on me with my thumb cut off, you know. So a few minutes comes this doctor, and he walks in, and he looks down, he's a big, tall man, and he goes, what a lucky day for you. He says, my name is Dick Thunder, and he says, I'm the top thumb doctor in the United States, and I'm on loan for a couple of days to this trauma center. He says, and we're going to have fun with your thumb. That's my greeting from the doctor. They put my thumb back on, and when I went in for x-ray that night, the man said to me, why are you here? And I said, well, my thumb is cut off. He goes, oh, my God, they put your thumb. I can't see a place there isn't bone put back. He said, what a wonderful job. And I said, well, top guy, you know. So he told me the chances of my thumb living were going to be pretty low because it had been sanded off, so there was no top of the bone was exposed, the nail was gone, and the thumb joint had been snapped. And it was going to be a frozen thumb if it lived. So for weeks, Connie wrapped it with all these particular things they gave us to do, and the ding thing lived. But I had what they call the greatest hitchhiker thumb you ever saw in your life. I could always thumb a ride because my thumb was just numb.
And sticking out.
Yep, sticking out. No nail, no numb, and no joint. All right. Well, in...
No feeling.
Yeah, terrible. So, and I used to look at it, and I try to will it to bend, you know. Sure. So in 2007, they bring out osteodense. And I went, okay, you know, I wanted to have my bones improved. We had gotten bone density tests. I was osteopenia, so was Connie. And that probably was osteopenia from all the medicines I was taking. So I start taking it, and about 3 months into it, Connie said to me one morning, did you notice your thumb is nails growing back? And I said, no, you know, I hadn't really. And I looked down, and I said, yeah, it looks like it's starting to grow. And she said, wow. So I called the doctor right away, and I said, does osteodense make your nail grow? And he says, I don't know. He says, what do you feel? And I said, I don't know, but my thumb seems like it's coming alive a little bit. So he said, well, let's keep an eye on it. And so I said, okay. So I ran right down to the hospital, and I got the x-rays from them, the CD, and I gave it to the doctor so he could see where it was broken and everything. And he said, well, he says, it was mutilated. I said, well, So within 6 months, the thumb started getting feeling again. the joint started to bend, and my nail started growing back. And by the end of a year, I had not full movement of the joint, but pretty darn good. Within, say, 75% of it bends now, and I've got total feeling in it. Most of the nail grew back, and if you were to look at me, you wouldn't know that I'd ever had a problem. I mean, the scars are there, but most people can't tell when I talk or move my hand or anything. So that's my thumb story, and I was so proud of it. I ran up to Dr. Nadeau at the convention, and I walked up, and I said, Dr. Nadeau, look, my thumb bends again. And he said, yeah, I know the story. And he just kept walking away. I couldn't believe it. I was so excited. He was like every day for him, you know, these stories. And but anyway, cutting it short, that's what happened to me.
Well, Ron, and I think one other thing that we need to throw in here that you had mentioned to me when we chatted a few weeks ago is that at 73, again, you guys are on no medications whatsoever, but you're pretty active physically now today as a result.
Well, we ran the Wharf to Wharf our fourth time this year.
Which is what? For those of us who are not in the Bay Area, the Wharf to Wharf is what? How far?
Well, it's only less than 7 miles, but you've got to walk 2 miles to get to it and another 3 miles to get to the bus. So you're going to do a pretty good walk that day. And by the way, we're both very trim. My wife is very trim, and I wear a 34 pant, and I'm 6 foot tall, so you can see we're in tremendous shape. We walk, and of course we do all of the Nikon products and everything, so it's a lifestyle for us, and it's something that we, you know, it's simple. I don't make any changes in my life, I just live a better life in my home.
Well, and you're, and again, a shining example because, again, as we know, the statistics that most people at age 73, as you alluded to before with your other friend, when he said that this is terrible because all my friends are, they're just old and they're dying. And it doesn't have to be that way. It really doesn't. Our bodies are engineered and designed and built to live well past 100. I mean, that's the statistical evidence. And however, because of exactly what you experienced for several decades, when we expose ourselves to environmental things that are not safe, that are not healthy, it takes a toll. And what's nice, what's really fun, is because of what Nikon's done, we can turn that around. And you're a perfect example. So Ron, Connie, D'Amico have been our guests, and I want to thank you again for taking this much time out of your schedule and sharing, and I'm laughing at the same time because you just said, you know, you weren't sure if you'd have enough to share. And, I mean, 45 minutes later, and you've wowed us all. And I know it's been an inspiration, and it's been a motivation and an encouragement for us to get out there and say to ourselves, hey, there's people out there that really need what Nikon has to offer. And go ahead. You're gonna
be sure to get your people on the phone next week with their pads. We've got some very good information for them, something that we're very excited about bringing to the Nikon group. And so be sure to be ready for us. We've got some nice information for you.
Well, absolutely. And thank you again for being willing to do that. And as a reminder, I don't know when the recording of this conversation will be up on the website, but that website is www.saturdayamlive.com. Most of you listening, you know that website. And I want to encourage you to go there, again, www.saturdayamlive.com, and it will take us a while to get this recording or this conversation posted. But there is a fantastic video by Dennis Williams that he put together, and if you haven't seen it, I have used this and shared with people who are not even in Nikon to validate what it is that we have with our newer solutions. And I'm not discounting anything that we've used in the last and enjoyed for the last 20 years, but what we have new, I mean, even Dave Balzer, he laughed at me this week when I said, well, Nikon is a lot like Nike. They have this philosophy, you know, this is the tennis shoe company, that if it ain't broken, fix it anyways. And what we had before wasn't really broken, but Nikon figured out a better way to make it and to market it to us. Slight price increase over, you know, the Kinko Flex into the Mag Flex that we have today, but you owe it to yourself to watch that 8-minute video. Again, it's right near the top of the website or on the page. You can scroll down. And there are over 6 years. I looked at it this week, and I was listening to some of the old interviews from, we're talking 6-7 years ago. There are some wonderful stories. So if you need more validation of what Niken has done for people, just click on some of those stories. And, I mean, they're mind-boggling. I mean, what Ron and Connie have shared, they're just one couple that has been impacted. And to date, in the last, well, since 1975, we're talking over 40 million people's lives have been changed by what Niken's given us. And to the tune of about $25 billion in sales. So anyway, that's my commercial. That's my plug. Ron and Connie, thank you again for being willing to share. And thank you for sharing next week as well. So same number, same place. We'll have you all back next week. And invite some other people to join us, because I know it'll be beneficial for them if they're not opposed to putting a few extra shillings in their pocket to share Niken with other people. And if they're not interested in it for the money, well, at least they should be interested in it for the morality of it, the moral obligation that we have to pass this good stuff on. So have a great weekend, everybody. Ron, Connie, we'll talk to you next week. And if there's anything that I can do for any of you that are on the call, please don't hesitate to give me a call. Mondays through Thursdays are my primary Neek Focus on Niken Day, where I'm around all day. Area code 503-695-5683. And then, of course, all day on Saturday as well. Fridays is kind of my day, that based on our girls' school schedule, that I get to slip outside and do stuff on the property. But if I can help you out in any way, don't hesitate to call me, or you can send me an email, all that other good stuff, and love to assist you as you do this. I'm not an expert, however. I've learned a few things over the last 2 decades. It's been 20 years now for us, December 2nd. So anyhow, have a great weekend, everybody. Look forward to talking with you again next week, and same time, same number, and we'll go from there. Talk to you guys later. Bye-bye for now.
To learn more about Niken, we encourage you to contact the person who suggested you listen to this information.